Okay. We're on the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts off with more items and how much you have to carry them out in order to be chayev. The Gemara is going to go off on a lot of tangents today. It's not a typical Gemara that we've been having the past few days. So the Mishnah starts off, etem, bone. How much bone you have to carry out in order to be chayev? Kedei lasas tarvid. In order to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, enough to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kedei lasas mimenu chaf. The amount of bone it takes to make a lock. And Rashi says, right now, the Mishnah assumes it's an entire lock. Zechuchis, what about glass? Kedei ligro bo rosh hakarkar. Enough glass. So a karkar is a wooden stick that the weavers would use to separate the threads that got tangled up in the loom. They'd use a karkar, it's like a pointy stick to separate the threads. So the amount of glass that you would have to use to sharpen that karkar, that's the amount of glass you're not allowed to carry out. It's kedei ligor et bo rosh hakarkar, to sharpen the head of the karkar. Sararo even, a stone or a pebble or a stone, how much is that? Enough to throw that you would throw at a bird to shoo the bird away. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you don't have to shoo a bird away by throwing stones at it. You can just yell at it. Sometimes you can even look at it, it'll fly away. So you don't need a stone for that. What do you need a stone for? Enough to throw at an animal. And we're going to see in the Gemara exactly a little bit more about that. So the Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said, that a bone, how much bone you have to take out, enough to, it's a machlokas. Tanakama says to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda says to make a lock. So lememra the shiur of Rabbi Yehuda nafish. You mean to tell me that the shiur of Rabbi Yehuda is greater? But kaimalan, we know already. We had this yesterday. The shiur of Rabbanan nafish. The shiur of Rabbanan is greater. And obviously, a lock is much more bone than a simple spoon. So we said yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that we go by the Machmir Shir all the time. He must hold that way. Therefore, he must be more Machmir. So how can he say a lock? A lock is more makel, it's more bone for that. Amar Ula said, no, it's not an entire lock. It's chafe posachas. It's just the teeth, the tumblers of the lock. That's made out of bone. That's smaller than a spoon. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, chafe posachas, the teeth, the tumblers for the lock, is tahorin, they are tahor. Why? Because until they're put into the lock, it's not called a finished kli yet. So they're not a finished kli, they're not going to be tamei. But kavan b'posachas, once you affix them to the lock, you finish the kli, then tamein, they're going to be tamei. And Rashi points out, this is a machlokas, Tosfos argues on this, Rashi says that even though this etzem, these bones, do not have a base kibble. They're just tumblers. They don't have a base kibble. You can't hold anything in them. It doesn't make a difference. The only time that something that's a base kibble will not be makabel toma is wood. If it's shutikli eitz, that won't be makabel toma. Bone will. Tosfos argues it has a whole different way of wording the Gemara. So that's tamein. But for shalgal, but if it's the lock on a door, as Rashi says, as opposed to a lock on a box, if it's locked on a door, afal pisha chibron bedelas, even if it's affixed to the door of the lock, never the kavim b'masmarim, and you belted it down with nails, nevertheless tahorin, it's not going to be makabel tuma. Why not? Shekol ha'mechubin l'karka, harehu k'karka. Because if it's attached to the ground, anything that's attached to karka is considered attached to the ground, and things that are attached to the ground cannot be makabel tuma. Fine, that's an aside. Zechuchis, the Mishnah had said, Zechuchis kedei ligro bar, the amount of glass that you were chayev for is the amount of glass it would take to sharpen a karkar, which is a tool to separate the strings, the strands of the loom. At Tana, we have a different price that says, Zechuchis, Rashi says, even though it's spelled with a samach, it still means glass. Zechuchis, how much glass do you have to carry out to be chayev? Kedei liftsoa ba shnei nimin ka'achas. The amount of glass that you would use to separate two strings that have formed into one string. So the Be'iri says, we're not saying a different shear, it's the same exact shear. The amount of glass you would need to serve as a separator is the same amount of glass you would need to scrape the karka. Sarar o even kedei lizor ba'of, a pebble or a stone to throw at a bird. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said not to throw in an animal. Rabbi Yaakov, who shemar geshes ba? It has to move as a result of your throwing. The animal has to move. So if it just sits there, that's not considered a large enough stone. The kama shi'uro, how big does that stone have to be? Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mishkol Asara Zuz. It's 10 Zuz. Fine. Now we start a whole discussion about more about going to the bathroom, on specifically on Shabbos, and how you clean yourself from the bathroom on Shabbos. In the olden days, they used to use stones and pebbles to clean themselves. They didn't have paper. So the Gemara is going to go into a whole discussion about muksa and cleanliness. And here we go. Zonin is a shame of a chacham. He appears a few times in Shas. Oh, lebe medrasha. He came to the Beis HaMedrash. Amalahu. And he said, Rabosai, avonim shal beis hakisei, the stones that you use to go to the bathroom, shi'urin bekama. How large do those stones have to be? Rashi says that the shear for carrying out a Rosh Hasharabim and the shear for the stones is the same shear because it always goes by chashivas, and that's what it's chashu for. So again, normally stones would be muksa. However, since you set them aside for a specific purpose, then and the purpose is a necessary purpose, then not muksa. So what? How much can you carry out? What's the shear for the stones? So Amrullah, so they told him there's three shiurim. There's a kezayis, which is the smallest stone, then ke'egos, then ukibeta. Rashi says that you have three stones here, and you use the smallest one first, that gets rid of all the excrement, then you use the second stone, a little larger, then you use the third stone, it's even larger, you don't use the largest one first, because you're scared you're going to hurt yourself. So that's the order. So the three stones, those are the three sizes. So Amar Lahu, so Zonin said back to them, V'chi Turtani Yachdis, I should take a scale into the bathroom every time I go to the bathroom on Shabbos to measure how many stones I'm carrying it. Is that what I'm supposed to do? It's a little far fetched to think that. So I guess they conceded that was a valid point. Nimnu, they sat there and they discussed it. The Gamru, and they concluded, Mole Hayad. You can take in as many stones as you want that you can fit in one hand. And the Bach says, it says Mole Hayad, not Mole Yad, to emphasize that we're talking about a specific hand, we're talking about your left hand, that the Mechaber Paskins, you should really use the left hand to wipe, and that's why it emphasizes Hayad, the hand that you're supposed to use. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kezayis, Keegos, Ukebeitza. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv Mole Hayad. Fine. Tad Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Gimel Avanim. Three stones Mikruzolos that are jagged. Mutar Lahachnis Lebeis Hakisei. You're allowed to take into the bathroom on Shabbos. Vekama Shiuran. And what size are these stones? So Rameir Omer Keegos. Rameir says very small like an Egos. Rabbi Huda Omer a little larger Kebeta like a Beta. Amar Rav from Bar Papa said, Amar of Chista, Kimachlokis Khan, just like they argue over here, what's the size of the stone, Kach Machlokis be Esrog. They also argue by Esrog. What's the argument by Esrog? What is the minimum size of an Esrog? So one of them said, the same Shita. Rameir says, Ke'egos, Rabbi says, Ke'beta. Just like they argue here, they argue over there by Esrog. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Hassam over there, the Machlokis by Esrog, is Masnisan. That's a machlokas in a Mishnah. Hacha, but over here, Braisa. They're arguing in a Braisa. As Rashi points out, if you want to, that not every Amora was familiar with every Braisa. And even if they were familiar with every Braisa, they might not have been familiar with the full text of a Braisa. But every Amora knew every Mishnah. That's a given. So to say, just like they argue over here by going to the bathroom, so too they argue over there by Esrog. It's a funny way of saying it, because not everyone knew this halacha, because this was a brisa. Rather, so the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, what the memory really was machlokes be'esrog. The machlokes was by Esrog. Everybody knew that machlokes. Kach machlokes kan. So too the machlokes here. So if anybody was wondering, what's the machlokes by going to the bathroom? Oh, I'll just remember Esrog. Esrog, everybody knew. It's in the Mishnah. That it would remind them, the same shitos are held over here as well. It was a memory aid. To say it reversed wouldn't have helped, because not everyone knew every brisa. Amr of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, "Avalo ha-pious," but you were not allowed to carry out pious. my pious. What's pious? You can't use pious to go to the bathroom. Umr of Zera, it's karshine bavlaisa. It's the beans, it's not the beans, it's the clumps that are formed in Bavel. It's clumps of earth. Rashi says, Lav Dafka Bavel, could be anywhere, but Bavel, it was very common to have this type of earth, and the reason that you can't use it to go to the bathroom is because it falls apart. It's not a good thing to do. Just to the side. Amar Rava said, Asur Lumashmesh Bitswar Bishabis, you are not allowed to use a tzwar on Shabbos, kederech shemamashmesh b'chol, in the way that you use it when you go during the week. What's going on here is, if somebody has a hard time going to the bathroom, his intestines are blocked up, so they would use a stone to open up the area and allow them to go to the bathroom with ease. So Rava said, but you can't do that on Shabbos the same way you do it during the week. So that's what Rava says. So the reason that you can't do that, Rashi says, is because it's going to pull out hairs. It's going to pull out hairs. So and Tosfos points out it's a psik resha. If you're doing that to help yourself go to the bathroom, it's inevitable that you're going to pull out hairs. So it's a psik resha. Therefore, you can't do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, l'stakein. So you want the guy to be unhealthy? It's dangerous. It's dangerous if a guy can't go to the bathroom and can't help himself to go to the bathroom. Putting the guy in danger. So the Gemara answers, kelachar yad. You do it in an unusual way. Rashi says, what do? Normally you hold the pebble one way, and here hold it a different way. That's what the Gemara answers. So how does that get out of the psik resha problem? So what if it's kelachar yad? So what? So the Sfas Emes says a few things. He says, first of all, some hold that if it's klach hayad, that we don't care if it's a psik resha. So that's I don't know if that's how we paskin. That's what he said. That's what he suggests. The Magen Avraham says that no, it's not really a psik resha. It's not a psik resha at all. It's only a davar she'eino mischavei. During the week, a guy might even do it b'nezid, because he doesn't care. There's no issue. There's no problem. The Rabbeinu Chananel says you're running into other problems. You might cut your flesh. You're going to be mechateich when you're cutting flesh. That's also another problem. So during the week you might do all this b'mezid, because there's no reason not to do b'mezid. It's not Shabbos. You can do what you want. So during Shabbos you might come to, this is the way I do it, and so Shabbos the same thing might happen. So the Rabbi says no, kalach hayad. Remind you, do it in a different way, an unusual way, to remind yourself. Don't fall under the problem of Shabbos. Don't be careful. You know, it's just a reminder. Ein hachinami, there'll be a psik resha if it's a psik resha. Now, we're not saying that psik resha is mutter if it's a kalach hayad. It could be it's still aser. The kalach hayad, he said, it's not a psik resha to begin with. The fear was, it was called a psik resha. So Magen Avraham says, the fear was that you do b'mezid, so on Shabbos you can do b'mezid too. So if you do a kalach hayad, you're going to remind yourself, oh, it's Shabbos today, I got to do it differently. I got to make sure I don't run into any problems of Shabbos. Gozes, pulling out hairs or cutting flesh. So it's going to remind you not to do it. It's not a psik resha. So you're not running into problems. It's just a reminder that you shouldn't do it the way you do it during the week. No, but Tosfos says that it's a psik resha. That if you do this, it's inevitably going to pull hairs out. So the answer was kalach hayad. So what, therefore what? So the Magen Avraham says it doesn't really mean psik resha. It just meant that you're not careful with yourself because you want to fix the problem during the week. If it's not a psik resha, that's only davar she'eino mischavei. No, because they would do it b'mezid. Then it's a, what do you mean? Now they'll do something b'mezid. If you're not careful, it's davar she'eino mischavei. However, since they wanted to fix the problem, they might sometimes b'mezid. If it's b'mezid, it's usher on Shabbos. B'mezid, they would fix the problem. They would pull hairs out. They might be mechatek themselves. B'mezid. But you're right. Without that, but it's not a psik resha. It's not inevitable going to happen if you're not doing it b'mezid.
You're not allowed to bench
the
light
bench. No, you are. How? No, I don't. That's not the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says the Tosfos says it's a psik resha. So the Rambam says, he's not being literal. It's not a psik reishis. It's only davar she'eino mischavei. But during the week, you might not be careful. Kolach hayag, you'll be careful. That's all it is. That's all it is. During the week, you might not be careful, but kolach hayag, you'll make you remind yourself. That's all. Amar Rabbi Yannai, im yesh makom lebeis hakisei malei hayad. If you have a bathroom, and you have the stones, you have space to put them there, then fine. And Rashi says, and if you're not going to use them, somebody else will use them. You'll use them to later on during Shabbos. They'll go back. But v'im lav, if not, the hechra, you should use an estimation of how much you're going to need. Rashi says that it's an estimation of the two shitos. One said egos, one said kibetza. So pick the middle shita, pick a kezias, and take in stones for that. Because we said it's mutter because of, we're going to say on a base, it's because it's covered abrios. They relaxed the restriction of muksa for covered abrios. If you didn't do it beforehand. Meducha kitana shel besamim. If somebody has a small pestle that was used for besamim, and now you use this small pestle for bathroom purposes, so Tosa says it's not what you're doing. Tosa says no, nobody would do that. There's a whole different way of learning the Gemara. He says this is the shear of the hechra. This is the shear of if you didn't do it beforehand, how much can you bring in? It's the size that would be used for cutting up spices. Rashi is much more simple. We'll use a Rashi that you're using this for bathroom purposes. So Amar Rav Sheshes, im yesh aleha eid mutter. If it already has signs that it's been used for the bathroom, then we say it's been designated for the bathroom and it's not a problem of muksa. But if it doesn't have signs that it's been used already for the bathroom, then it's something Rashi says it's a malachto le'iser, which the Gilead Hashas, the Rukhid Eger says it must be talking about it's a klisha malachto, it's a muksa machmas pasar and kiss. It's something that's very expensive, this pestle. So you don't want to use it for the bathroom. So you can't use it for the bathroom because it's been designated for non-bathroom use. However, if it has edom on it, if it has a past history, remnants of past use, then already it's been designated for the bathroom and then you can use it for the bathroom. That make sense? Okay. Meshve, but let's do a question on that. Asara Devar, there are 10 things that may be in ha'odom l'day tachtonios. There are 10 things that are going to bring a person to intestinal problems. Hemorrhoids, some say this means, whatever, some kind of intestinal problems. There are 10 things he shouldn't do. We had this in brachos. So Elohim, what are they? Ha'ochel ole kan, if somebody eats the leaves of reeds, ole gefanim, the leaves of vines, the lulave gefanim, the shoots of vines, umurige behema, the lumpy part, the ridged parts of a behema, Rashi says like the tongue, below maliach, without below melech, without salt, the shedwa shall dog, the spine of a fish, the dog maliach, if you eat salty fish, shalom bishol kol tarko, that hasn't been fully cooked, the hasho says shimri yayin, if somebody eats the sediment, drinks the sediments of wine, the hamakaneach besiru b'charsis, if somebody uses lime or shards to wipe themselves, or b'tzvar shekineach bo chaveiro, this is the key, or you use one something that someone else had already used. So what do you mean? So that's the kasha. What do you mean that you can use a pestle if it has remnants, if it has a sign that it's been used before? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to use something someone else used. The Yesh Omer, and the last one, some say, Af HaTola Atzmo Beis HaKisei. Somebody doesn't sit properly when they go to the bathroom. They try to stand. So that also has problems. Anyway, you see from over here, you said that if you have a pestle that has signs of prior use, it's Mutter on Shabbos, you're not supposed to do that at all, even during the week. You're not supposed to use someone else's. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, three answers. Lo Kasha, first of all, Ha'abalach. The only time it's a problem is if anything on there is still wet. Ha'abiyavesh. But if it's dry already, it's not a problem. V'bayisem, another answer. Kan mitzad echad. It's a problem if you use the same side of the stone. But kan mitzad bebeis tzadin. If you use a different side of the stone, so it's not a problem. It's really like a whole different, it's an entirely different kli, really. Happens to be on the other side, there's still remnants. But on that side, it's clean. The third answer, Hadidei Hadachavrei. Once, if it's yours, if you use it beforehand, then you can use it again. But if it's your friend's, then you shouldn't use it. So that's what we said. You shouldn't use someone else's. But if it's yours, it's not a problem. So it could be this was yours already. You used it in the past. Not a problem. Amalei Abaye L'Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, Yordu Aleha Geshamim. If it rained, and it rained on Vinishtam Tashu, and the remnants of prior use got washed away on the rain. So the question is, now that that happened, maybe there's a tzad to say that now it's no longer designated for bathroom use, because now that it's clean, you'll use it again for your spices. And if you're going to use it again for your spices, it's muksa. You don't crush spices on Shabbos, so it's muksa. So what's the story? If it rains and it wipes away all the remnants, is it now usher because of muksa? So Amalei told him, Im haya rushuma nicker, if you could still see any remnant at all of prior bathroom use, then mutter, it's still mutter. Because again, Rashi says, that's because it's kiven de ma'os. Since it's still ma'os, still disgusting, lo chazi le b'sam. Nobody's using that for b'sam. For b'sam. No one's going to use it yet. That's why it's 100% clean. You make it very clean, right? So if it has v'lo miftale b'sakise, it did not lose its status of being designated for the bathroom. Okay. Boy mine rabba barav shila me rav. Rabba barav shila asked Rav. Asked Rav Chista. Mahu laha alosam achorav legad. Can I take these stones up to the roof to go to the bathroom up on the roof? Rashi says, we've already matired moving these stones. We've already got out of the muksa problem. We said it's not muksa. If you need them, it's not muksa. You designated them beforehand. Can I now take them upstairs to the roof because it's privacy up there? Rashi says it's a problem of tircha yisera. Can I take them upstairs? Can I carry them up? Tosu says it's not the problem, other issues. But Rashi says it's a problem of that you're not allowed to do things on Shabbos that are, you're not allowed to move furniture around in your house. Right, but even though it's only a handful, the question of tircha yisera. Unnecessary exertion on Shabbos. There's an issue derabanan about tircha yisera. I don't know how this is such a tircha, but that's the question. That's the question. So Amar Lei, so he answered back, Gadol Kavod Habrios is so great, Shadocha es lo sase shev Torah, that it even pushes aside a lo sase of the Torah. Rashi says the makar for this is by if you find a lost object, and then it says v'thalamta, and you'll turn away. So if you find a lost object, how can you turn away? How are you allowed to turn away? So we learn out that if it's someone, first of all, if it's someone who's anal fi kvodo, right? If Moshe Feinstein sees a penny down in the sewer, he doesn't have to go down there and get it out for you. It's not coveted for Moshe Feinstein to do that. So there are times for kavod habrios when you're allowed to violate a lo sase b'Torah, b'shevi al tasa, we're talking about. So you're not doing anything. So he says that so too you're allowed to carry. It would not be a problem if carrying them up. We've already matered muksa. We're mastering this as well. But even though, right. And Rashi points out that even though you want to tell me that every derabanan is really a daraisa of lo sasur, it's still not a problem. Rashi is still not a problem. I know in Bava Metzia, this is a huge discussion. Rashi is not a problem. Now, fine. Yosef Maremar, v'k'amar la l'ha shmaitza, he said this over. So, Eitzi Ravina l'Ramemar. He had a question on this. Rabbi Elezer says, "Notel adam kisein b'shelafanov." If a guy eats and then he realizes he needs a toothpick and he doesn't have any toothpicks, but he sees a splinter on the floor, and that is muksa, right? But he's allowed to pick it up. L'chazos boshinov to clean out his teeth. Why? Because kavod habrios. Rashi says it's terrible. It's terrible if you have a food in your mouth. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. The chachamim say, lo yitol element ha'avus shel behema. You cannot pick it up. It's a problem of muksa unless you have one in your animal's in the stall by the animal that you put there already before Shabbos. Let's say for the animal, whatever it is. So then it's already been removed from the category of muksa because it was given one tzorach. So if it's given one tzorach, you can use it to clean your teeth, but otherwise you can't. So what do you see from here? But they were not so makel with muksa on Shabbos. They were not so makel. The Chacham did not allow. This is going to have a huge halacha l'maaseh ramification in 2 seconds. The Chacham did not allow somebody to take a splinter and make it not muksa. Now let him do that. He said you can only use it if it's already been designated before Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, "Hachi hashta? Can you compare the two? Hasam adam kaveh amakom l'suda. Everybody eats on Shabbos. Everybody eats on Shabbos. So you should have made sure to prepare it beforehand." You and lazy, you didn't prepare it beforehand? It's too bad on you. And therefore, we're not being matir kavod habrios. Hacha, but over here, Adam kovea makom lebeis hakisei? Does a guy know where he's going to go to the bathroom? Rashi says, Because they didn't have fixed bathrooms. They would go anywhere. So sometimes they'd go to a place, I'm going to go over there, and they come there and someone's in there already. They have to go somewhere else. So it wasn't so organized like today. So therefore, by the bathroom, they were much more makel. But by the toothpicks, it's your own fault. So the Haggadah Hashri says, today, when everyone has their own bathroom, then it's just like, a suda. And if you don't prepare them beforehand, you're going to be stuck. That's what the Haggadah Hashri says. The Mishnah Brura is not so, I mean, this is a huge discussion of what happens when you're in the bathroom and you don't have any tissues and all you have is toilet paper that you have to rip. What do you do? So some say you can do nothing because you didn't prepare it beforehand. The Mishnah Brura says that. He says here as follows. It's in your house. It's right, it's the third door on the left, right? You know exactly where it is. Nobody uses it. Let's say even if your household uses it. You can't bring anything in there. Why? You should have prepared it. It's your fault. It's no different than the toothpicks. He's makil bazeh. He says it's not a problem. The reason is we should delo masik in Erev Shabbos. No one's thinking about that on Erev Shabbos. So it's not a problem. So what do? So not to pass in halacha l'maisa. Rabbi had a whole discussion about it. He says that there are ways of cutting the toilet paper. He says you should not cut it on the perforations because then you have a problem of cutting to thighs, which is one of the malachos. You should specifically cut them not on the perforations. He says the most optimal thing to do is to just not rip it at all and just let it stay there in the toilet. And if it rips by itself, it's a grama. He has a reason why that would be okay. He says if it doesn't rip by itself, it's extremely embarrassing. And then you might have the heter of ripping it. He says the optimal thing is to have a guy do it. If you don't have that's not available. You can see in the Malach of Korea, he has a whole discussion about what the optimum thing to do is. But it all stems from this Gemara. It all goes back to if ripping almanas wasakein is dafka or not. According to many Rishonim, when it says that Korea is only usher if almanas wasakein, that if it's not almanas wasakein, it's not a malacha. Others say, no, that's just one example of ripping for a constructive purpose. But ripping to any constructive purpose would be okay too, not if it's ripping just like it was done in the Mishkan, where they would rip to then further sew. So that's a whole machlokas, and this is all part of that discussion. What? No, he's talking about Kavod HaBrios. Why didn't he say Kavod HaBrios for what? Well, the Gemara says that we don't care about Kavod HaBrios. It's your own fault. The Chum said that. Set up a splinter. It's your own fault. So I Kavod HaBrios. We don't take it that far if it's your own fault. The other Bandama says we do. So the Eliyahu says, yeah, listen, no, it's not really your own fault. Now who's thinking about that on Friday? Oh, I have to make sure there's toilet paper. It could be on the checklist, but I guess the Eliyahu feels that that's not really on someone's mind on Erev Shabbos. So that's what the Rivi says. If you're in a public place, then it's not your place. So then it's not like you should have. How should you have known? So then you would be. No, there is a problem of ripping it. I'm not saying there isn't. It's covered. So you have if you get it down to a Durabanon, then you have the Kavod HaBrios can override it. So Kavod HaBrios can override this Durabanon. So Matan Muksa. So the question is, can it override it if you were at fault? If it's your own fault. So if you're in someone else's house, or if it's someone else, if it's in a public place, it's not your fault. But the question is in your own house. Then maybe you should have made arrangements beforehand to make sure you wouldn't be in the situation. But if it's elsewhere, it's not your fault. Okay. Okay. Next, Omer Rav Huna, Asa Lefanos B'Sda Niyar B'Shabbes. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a plowed field on Shabbos. My time, but why not? Ilay Mishum to Davshal, if because you're going to trample there and you're going to ruin his plowed field, so then I feel B'Chol Nami. And even during the week, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Ela Mishum Asavim, but rather you're telling me it's because you might use stones to go to the bathroom, and you're going to get the grass and the moss that's growing on those stones, and therefore you're going to be over the Isser of Koter, because you're going to remove, Rashi says, Koter doesn't necessarily have to grow from the ground. It can just be growing from its source, and you're going to remove the grass from the stones. It's going to be a problem of Koter, and Rashi says specifically in a plowed field, which is probably very moist, and there's probably a lot of moss there, so you're going to run into those problems. V'amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, it's not true. Tzvar sh'olu bo asavim. If a tzvar has grass on it, mutal lekaneach bo. You're allowed to. But v'atolish mimano. But if you do it b'mezid, then chayev chatas. Then you're going to be chayev chatas. Because if you're not doing it b'mezid, it's only a davish einam mischapein. It's not a problem. So chayev chatas. Ela. So the answer is dilma nakit. You're going to take a stone from a higher place and you're going to move it down to a lower place. And as we had said before, if you do that, if you have a hole in the ground and you fill it up, so if it's in the field, you chayef a choresh. And if it's in the house, you chayef a bona. So that's what's going on here. And one of the Achronim emphasizes, he's saying both. Because it could be that just moving the stone from here to there is not anything. I move a stone from here to there, I'm not doing choresh. I just move the stone away. But if you're going out of your way and you're moving it upper and lower and you're being really involved, it could be a problem. And therefore, you shouldn't go there on Shabbos at all. You're going to be chayev because of what Rabbah said. Amar Rabbah, hoisel oguma, if you have a hole, betuma, and you fill it up, so be bayis, chayev mishum bona, you chayev a bona. Besada chayev mishum choresh, you chayev a choresh. And since you're doing this in the field, so it's going to be a problem with choresh. Gufa, we just said, Amar Rish Lakish, Tsuror Sha'olubo Asavim, if a stone has moss on it, Mutulakanech Ba, you're allowed to use it to go to the bathroom. Vatolish Bimana Bishabis Chayev Chatas. But if you pull out any of the grass on Shabbos, you're going to be Chayev Chatas. Amar of Papi, Shmamina, we can learn from here, Midir Rish Lakish, that Hai Parpisa, that if you have a flower pot, and the flower pot has a hole in it, so it's getting nourished from the ground. Shari little tule, you're allowed to move that flower pot. Why? Because since we allowed you to remove the hair, we said davar she'ein mischavein, so to a flower pot, you're not really removing it from its source, and it's okay. Because even though it's getting nourishment from the ground, and by you moving it away, you're taking the nourishment away, that's not really a problem. Maskel v'orav kahana, im omru l'tzorech, if we said you could do it for a purpose, yomru shalol l'tzorech, you can move it for no purpose. Who's to say you can move the flower pot? What's the purpose to move it? Who's to say? Fascinating Rashi, we got to do it inside. Hi parpisa. Everyone see it? It's a few lines down from where we are in the Gemara. Hi parpisa. Otz it's knockup, it's a flower pot with a hole in it, shazarabo, that you use it to plant something in there. But with the shuvas haga'onim, matzasi, I found the shuvas haga'onim. Sh'osin, chasalos, mikapos, tumarim. They would make flower pots with lulavim. Umamalei and osam offer. They'd fill it up with dirt. V'zevel behema, and with fertilizer. V'chaf beiz otesvav yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and 22 or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, osin kol echad v'echad l'shem kol katan v'katana shebabayis. They'd plant one for each and every child in the house. V'zorin l'tochan pul ha-mitzvi o kitniyas. And they'd plant in there some kind of bean, a pul ha-mitzvi or kitniyas, some kind of bean. The korlo purpisa, and they'd call it purpisa. For tzomach, and it would sprout. Ube'er, listen to this. Ube'er Rosh Hashanah, and an Erev Rosh Hashanah, not a kolecha chalo, each one would take it, his own. Umachziro sevivos rosho, shiva pa'amim, he would twirl it around his head 7 times. V'omer, and he would say, ze tacha ze, ze chalifasi, v'ze tumurasi. Right? Doesn't that sound familiar? Umashlicha lenahar, and he would throw it into the river. Some say this is the makar of kaparis, right here. Even though people use a chicken or they use money. So the Bach says that no, Erev Rosh Hashanah could be an Erev Kippur too. It's not really beholden to Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the reason why? What? It's also right. It's also Remes Tashlich here. They've both of them in here. Just okay. That's an aside. And back to the Gemara. Back to the bathroom. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Parpisa. Since we're talking about this Parpisa, hold us a lidan. It came in front of us. Let's say, I'll say something about a Parpisa. If it was on the ground, and he picked it up, and he put it on a tripod, meaning he removed it off the ground, because you cut off its nourishment. Rashi says, this chayev here cannot mean doraisa. It can't mean the chayev doraisa for tolish. It's only a drabon, it looks like tolish. Haimunach agabi yisedos, but if it was on pegs, v'ainichal agabi karka, and you put it on the ground, chayev mishum notea. You're going to be chayev for notea, because now that you've put it on the ground, you've increased its nourishment. So it's like you planted it there. Right. It's only drabon. So right. Amar b'yochanan, okay, fine, new thing. Also l'kaneach mecheres b'shabbos. You're not allowed to use a cheres, a shard, to wipe yourself when you go into the bathroom on Shabbos. My time, why not? Ilay mishum sakana, if it's because it's dangerous, safila b'chol nami. And even during the week, you shouldn't be allowed to use it. The ela mishum kshafim, but also if it's because of witchcraft, we're going to see that witches were able to cast spells on people based on the fact they would use shards when they went to the bathroom. That opened them up to be susceptible to kishuf. Is that why? So nafil b'chol nami lo. So what's the difference during the week and Shabbos? You shouldn't be able to use it during the week either. No, the problem is that using that will cause hairs to be ripped out, and it's definite. Sorry. And therefore, Davish Eina Mischavin, who? Davish Eina Mischavin. It's not definitely going to happen. It's not definitely going to happen. So, Rav Nasi Bar Oshia, Gavra Rabba Amar Milsa, he said, Neiman Bataima. I'll give you a reason why. You're right. It's not because. It can't be because of Davish Eina Mischavin. Because if it would be Davish Eina Mischavin, it would be Mutter. So I'll give you a reason why you can't. Why you have to say it. Really, Lomi Baya Bechal Da'asar. It's true. You can't do it during the week. Either it's a sakana, or it's a kisha. You can't do it during the week. Avol b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, Hoel, I might say, the Ikka Toras Kli Olav. This piece of pottery has a shame of a Kli. Why? Because we're going to learn later on that you can use a piece of pottery, you can use it to hold water, even if it's a small amount of water. So it has a certain tashmish on Shabbos. So I might think, fine, it's a sakana, maybe it's kishuf, but I'm not running into muksa problems because I'm using a real kli. I'm not using a pebble or a stone that I have to designate and say only a heter covered up brios. I'm using a genuine, authentic kli. So shopper dummies, maybe I should rather use the kli rather than worry about muksa. Kamash Malan, don't say that. Don't say that. You still have a problem of kishuf. You still have a problem of it's a davish and a mischaven. You still have a problem of sakana. That does not override the fact that we'll make il for muksa. That was a havamina, and we reject the havamina. And that's why he said it. Certainly during the week, it's asr. It's even asr on Shabbos. You might have thought it should be mutter. It's not mutter. Rava masni la mishum hasharet neiman. But Rava learned that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan said you shouldn't do it is because you're going to pull out hairs. So v'kash le'ed Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. And that opened up a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Mi yom Rabbi Yochanan asr l'kanech b'cheres b'shabbos. He said it's asr. Alma, so what does he hold? Davash einam eschab in asr? Could that be? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. Halacha is like a stam mishnah. With nanam we learned. A nazir, it's chofev umafasfev. He's allowed to comb his hair with his fingers. He can pat down his hair with his fingers. Avalo sorek, but he can't use a comb. Why? Because a nazir is not allowed to take a haircut. So he's not even allowed to pull out any hairs, even one hair. So if you're using a comb, then we assume it's a thick ratio. It's certainly going to happen that hair is going to come out. You can't use a comb. But to use your fingers, to pat down your hair with your fingers, that's not a thick ratio. That's not certainly going to happen. Hair is going to come out. So that's okay. So what do you see? That for a davish eina mischavin, if hair is coming out, Rabbi Yochanan said it's not a problem. So how can he hear say that it is a problem? And again, we're assuming it's not a thick ratio. Ella, therefore, machvarta kid Rabbi Nassim bar Oshia. Right, the pshat it must be like Rabbi Nassim bar Oshia. And the reason it had nothing to do with Shabbos per se, the reason it had to do with, I would think it's mutter because it's a kli. And we answer up, no, it's not mutter. And the chanami, during the week, it's usher as well. By kshafim, what's this discussion about kshafim? Kihad, Rav Chista, Rabba bar Rav Huna, havi ka'azli ba'arba. They were going on a boat. Amrula hahu matrunitha, there was a certain woman there, a matron. Osvan bahadaihu. She wanted to go on the boat with them. She wanted to sit with them. Velo osve. And they didn't let her. So Umra ihi milsa. She said something. Asarta la arba. And the boat became stuck. The boat stopped moving. She said some kishuf. And she made the boat stop. So Umra inhu milsa. They also said something. And sharyuha. And they allowed the boat to move. What did they say? Rashi says, they said al yedei shem tahira. They said a shem tahira. What does that mean? So it's a machlokes what that means. Some say that you're allowed to use kishuf to fight kishuf, but then it's mutter. Others say I saw it in the art school. I saw it also the Shabbat Tzon of Halacha brings down. Why didn't the Gemara tell us what they said? The Gemara is not afraid of saying things that are unusual. We had a lot of incantation Gemaras. Why don't the Gemara say what they said? They will know how to fight kishuf. So the Baal Shem Tov says they did say it. He says that Amru Inhu Milsa. He says the word should be Milas. Mem Lamed Saf. Mem Lamed Tzav are the abbreviations of Machashefa Lo Sechaya. All they did was say to her, Machashefa Lo Sechaya. That was enough to undo her witchcraft, just by saying that pasuk. That's alluded to in the Rosh HaTevis. And the Menachem Meshev Nefesh said they saw a manuscript of an old Gemara, and sure enough, the Aleph was not in that Girsa. And it was Mem Lamed Tzav, Machashefa Lo Sechaya. Anyway, the Torah says, in Hilchas, Ma'oneinu Machashef, Menachesh, he says that if you're going to do Ochez Einayim, you're going to trick people with either hallucinations or whatever that is, it's Potter Aval Aser. You're not allowed to do that. Ava V'al Yedei Sefer Yetzira, Mutter La'asas L'chatzila. If you're using the Sefer Yetzira and somehow you're doing magic with that, that's okay. Kasav HaRama, Shemaiseh Shedim Hu, B'chlal Maiseh Shafim. But if it's Maiseh Shedim, that's Aser. V'kach Kasav HaYishaya, Kol Adam She'oza Al Yedei Shmos of HaKadoshim. If you use the Shemos HaKadoshim, Mutter, it's Mutter. Why? Shun Gedulaso Ugvaraso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatness of Hashem. The Ein Aser El Al Yedei Shedim. So if you use holy names, like Rashi said, if you know how to do that, that's Mutter. It's not considered Kishuf. But the Shach says, not so fast, and he says, in the same Siman, in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, in Sif Yud Ches, he says that Olatzarach Kedushas Hashem, Olatzarach Mitzvah Rabbah, Asher Lo Nimtzaza B'Doros Halol, you're never going to find such a thing today, Vavosin Harabim, Vafilu Bizmanehem, we see that Yeshaya was punished, and he says that that we have a passage that says, Ud Ishtamesh B'Saga Chalaf, if you use the name as a crown, it's a mission of Pirkei Avos, if you use the name as a crown, you're going to fade away. And the other story of Nassim says it specifically refers to using the Shemos HaKadoshim for improper ways to perform miracles and to do all that to show off, and that's what it's, and then he refers to that as well, and he says there's no one in Bizman Azeh who's on a level Mokam HaKadosh Gam B'Sifri Mekubal Mavosh Avon Gadol Hu Mishtamish Bishmo, it's a big Aveira Adkan HaMonea Yivarech, and if you refrain from all these stuff you should be blessed. So but I guess in those days, these were Amorayim, these were people that were on a different level, they did it to stop the Kishuf. So anyway, so Amrullahu, so the woman said, the witch said to them, Ma'i Avidluhu, what can I do to you people? I can't get you. And the Madaik, that she was saying, I can't do anything to you people. The water, the boat, I can stop. But to hurt you people, I can't. Why? Dilo Mekaneach Luhu B'chaspa, because you never go to the bathroom with pottery, with shards. So again, you're never opened up to susceptibility because you don't do that. You don't do that practice. Vilo kata luchu kina amnaichu. You never kill lice while you're wearing the clothes. Again, Rashi says this is another way of opening up susceptibility to kishuf. And vilo shalaf luchu yarka. You never remove the vegetables v'achol luchu and eat it mikisha the aser gina'a from the bundle that the gardener bundled. You never pull out vegetables. Rashi says, butzel and karisha, shum, garlic. You never pull them out while they're still in a bundle. Rather, you untie the bundle and take out the vegetables. And that is also another way of being susceptible to kishuf. So while she was able to stop the boat, that she could do. But she couldn't hurt them. So you see here that this is a raya that all this whole story is brought down for a raya that what? That using the a shard of cheres makes you susceptible for kishuf. Fine. We have a little more to do on this amud, and then we start the parak of Amar Yekiva, which has nothing whatsoever to do with Masechta Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. Today's shir was learned Le'ila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. For those people listening on the internet, on Sunday we are going to have the shir, the Daf Yom between Mincha and Ma'ariv. It's going to be at 8 o'clock at night, so it probably won't get posted until after the Tainus is over. Everyone have a good Shabbos.